This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. The five-day event being organized by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways in partnership with the Indian Ports Association will showcase India's vision for sustainable maritime growth, trade expansion and blue economy development. Our correspondent reports, leaders from the maritime industry, policymakers, investors, innovators and stakeholders from India and abroad are participating in the event. India Maritime Week aims to strengthen India's position as a global maritime hub and promote collaboration, innovation and policy dialogue across the sector. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari and Shantanu Thakur, along with Chief Ministers of Maharashtra, Gujarat, Goa and Odisha, were present at the inauguration ceremony. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon on sidelines of ASEAN 2025 meetings in Kuala Lumpur. Dr. Jaishankar extended warm greetings from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He welcomed Ms. Luxon's commitment to advance the bilateral cooperation and nurture a free and open Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister also met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning. He appreciated the discussion on the bilateral ties as well as regional and global issues. The Supreme Court today issued notices to all states and union territories seeking details of First Information Reports, FIRs, registered by them in connection with the digital arrest scams. Observing the rising digital arrest scams in the country, with people losing lakhs of rupees to fraudsters, the Supreme Court also contemplated handing over the investigation of all cases to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The top court asked the CBI to respond to whether it has the resources to handle all cases across the country relating to such scams. The court was hearing a Suomoto case it had initiated on October the 17th to address the growing menace of digital arrest scams across the country. The four-day-long Chhath Puja entered its third and main day today, known as Sandhya Arghya, which is dedicated to the setting sun. The sacred moment signifies gratitude for the light, warmth and energy the sun provides throughout the day. Devotees gather at river banks or water bodies carrying the soup or bamboo basket filled with traditional prasad and offer obeisance to the setting sun, praying for the prosperity and well-being of their children and family. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
In view of the large gathering, extensive security arrangements have been made at 78 ghats along the Ganga River. The Chhath ghats have been barricaded and teams of divers and the NDRF and SDRF have been deployed for safety. Tomorrow morning, with the offering of Arghya to the rising sun, the four-day Chhath Mahaparv will conclude. Meanwhile, a large number of devotees have gathered to offer prayers at famous sun temples across the state in view of Bihar Assembly elections. Voter awareness messages are also being displayed at various Chhath ghats, urging people to participate enthusiastically in the upcoming polls. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to citizens on the occasion. The Indian Army is celebrating the 79th Infantry Day today. The day is observed as a remembrance of the first military event of independent India when the Indian Army repelled the first attack on Indian soil on the 27th of October 1947 in the Kashmir Valley. In response to the threat posed to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the nation, the leading elements of the Indian Army from the 1st Battalion of the Sikh Regiment air-landed at Srinagar. This bold action by the Indian Army and resolute fighting by the infantrymen reversed the tide of events and thwarted the nefarious designs of Pakistani raiders aided by the Pakistan Army. On the occasion, Director General of Infantry, Lieutenant General Ajay Kumar, extended his heartfelt greetings to all veterans and serving infantrymen. In cricket, the final league stage match of ICC Women's World Cup 2025 between India and Bangladesh was washed out due to heavy rain in Navi Mumbai last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.